DW.
Eighteen-year-old Hadiza Musa concentrates as she sews a colourful dress. For 2 years, Hadiza was held captive by the Islamist extremist group Boko Haram and forced to marry a fighter.
I first escaped from Gwoza when Boko Haram came. I went to Madagali, but they still found me there. I was forced to get married, and I was taken to the mountains. They said if I refused to get married, they would kill me.
She says she studied at a madrasa, or Islamic school. It was her first time attending school, but she doesn't remember much. She never learned how to write, but she can read a little in the Quran. At the training centre set up by NGO Plan International in the village of Gwoza, those without an education or prospects are given hope for the future. They are taught how to sew and sell their products, such as shirts or pants, at the local market. Not far away from the village centre, 19-year-old Fatmata Buba sits in a small room inside an inconspicuous house. She wears a dark brown hijab. It's clear that Fatmata prefers not to be seen at all.
Boko Haram came to Gwoza and forced my parents to hand me over. Then I was taken to the savannah, far away.
The insurgents pointed a rifle at her father's head. He wanted to protect his daughter, but he was killed. This marked the beginning of 4 terrible years for Fatmata. She was also forced to marry a Boko Haram commander and had a child.
I was 15 years old when I was kidnapped and forced to marry. When I was finally able to escape after many years, my child was less than 12 months old.
The people in Gwoza were kind to her when she returned, explains Fatmata. They were not afraid of her, nor were they worried that she was a suicide bomber. Fatmata learned to read and write in Plan International's Women's Safe House. Then she attended the sewing course.
I learned how to sew here, and I got a sewing machine. I sell the things that I make at the market. That's enough for me to live on.
Fatmata has been able to fulfill her dreams, which kept her alive during the years she spent as a captive under Boko Haram.
I was never allowed to leave the house. If I did, I was punished immediately by being beaten. Often I only had old vegetables or bad raw ingredients to eat.
Now, says Fatmata, there's hope in Gwoza. And there's a young man who wants to marry her. He even asked her if she also wanted to get married to him. DW.